The heat is on, gang. It is fire, heat of the Holy Spirit in the studio right now. There are certain people you get around and they just ignite you and they just are on fire. And this morning, I was blown away along with 200 men at the New Canaan Society in Winston-Salem when a fiery Cuban man of God stepped up and spoke and he prayed and we were convicted and touched. And he's in the studio with me right now, Manny Mill.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Stu. It is a blessing and a joy to be with you and the car man.
My wife, Barbara.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a joy.
And you just got out of jail like 20 minutes ago.
I did.
What is up with that? Now
I went to prison.
Before our listeners tune out or tune in more, what do you think?
Prison is a place where real people live. People that have messed up. And God wants to take their message and give them the message of the gospel.
Amen. So you go there.
All the time.
And you go there to minister, right?
To minister and to be ministered to as well. Because I believe that it would be the place, it is the place where revival is beginning to brew in America. There's a time that we need, I mean, real revival, not just an emotional revival, is now. Because we are in trouble, but God would do it with the least of this. And I believe it is beginning to brew because we are beginning to see it and to experience it and to feel it. That those men are desperate. And when you become desperate, then you have no way to look but up.
Amen. And you were ministering in the jail. You minister in prisons all over. You just got back from Angola, not the country, but the prison in New Orleans or in Louisiana.
Exactly.
Wow. Tell us about, you've written two books, Radical Prayer,
yeah,
The Power of Being Bold and Persistent, and
yeah,
Radical Redemption, The Real Story of Manny Mill.
Yes.
This story, everyone needs to get this book, forward by Charles Colson.
My
you
mentor.
Know, he and I share the same birthday.
You do?
But he beat me to heaven. But October 16th is Chuck Colson's birthday and my birthday. So I'm just riding the coattails there, right?
It's my mother's birthday, too.
No. Unbelievable. And Vaughn Moore and Larry Ledford and a handful of other folks.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I'm
telling you right
now. Yeah.
But this book, who is Manny Mill? Just tell us a little bit about like your testimony and kind of what, you know, give us a couple points on that. What God's done in your life to get you to this point. I mean, your story, your heart for Christ is contagious. You know, you do all this ministry, but who is Manny Mill as you maybe lay out in the book Radical Redemption?
Manny Mill is a sinner saved by grace that was wrote running from the FBI, and Jesus confronted me with his truth as I was hiding in Venezuela, and God the Father invented me with his grace due to my mother's radical petitions for me, because she was not only a witch, she was a medium for all these demons, and she became a believer in Jesus, and she began to radically intercede for me, pray for me. And God heard her. And by the grace of God, I was saved from the justifiable wrath of God. I was saved from my guilt of sin. I was saved from my slavery of sin. And I was saved from an eternal hell. And I came back to face the music, which means I was facing 55 years behind bars. But by the mercy of God and the grace of God, I got 3 years. And God took me to school while I was locked up. And it was there that Chuck Colson heard about me. And he took me out for 2 weeks to Washington, D.C. for what is called the Washington Discipleship Seminar. And he trained me and discipled me. And then I went back and my time was cut. And by that time, I was the first ex-convict ever to attend Wheaton College. No. And I got my
Wait
B.A.
Wait a second. They let ex-convicts in there? We're going to have to make a phone call.
Yes, here, sir. Called the president of yeah.
They have really lost their way. You know, I'm
just they have.
But what a remarkable statement that a Christian college, the first ex-convict ever to get into Wheaton.
And they named the scholarship after Chuck Colson.
Wow. Man.
So Chuck Colson helped me get into Wheaton.
That's
I didn't something. Qualify.
Yeah.
I didn't qualify at
sure.
all.
But what a great statement. Here you come to Christ in prison. Chuck Colson, much like Aquila and Priscilla grab young Paul, Saul
yeah.
who'd been killing Christians,
yeah.
Paul saved Damascus Road, whatnot. God uses that man in your life to disciple you, and then you go to Wheaton to really get built up, to get kind of a theological framework, really.
Framework.
Reading and theology and the Word of God.
And it could be dangerous, too, because
sure.
you go to Wheaton and you could become cynical.
Yes, sir.
Because you get all this knowledge, and it goes to your head.
Right.
And that's why the second book, prayer.
Radical prayer.
Because you begin to
bold and persistent.
You begin to think for a moment that perhaps some of your success is because of you.
Yeah. Let me read the back of this, and I want you to comment on these words. Ready? When you pray, hallowed be thy name, big things happen. Many of us pray with little heart, little faith, and little expectation. This is not how we were taught to pray. In radical prayer, Manny Mill describes the power that filled his life and ministry when he started praying boldly and persistently for God to be glorified in all things, and he teaches us to do the same. Tell us about this prayer. This thing invaded your life.
It
somewhere
did.
There in prison, coming to Christ, going to Wheaton, going into these, going back to prison, but not as a inmate or not as a prisoner or an offender or a perpetrator, but as a missionary.
It is. And this book came out of 8 years ago when God the Father had to wake me up too, because I was beginning to drift from that relationship that I needed to have with the Father, which is so easy to do. And we put that statement in the back of the book because when you pray, hallowed be thy name, big things really happen, because hallowed be thy name is not just an acclamation in Luke 11:2. Hallowed be thy name is the petition. Jesus is saying, when his disciple said to him, hey, Jesus, will you teach us to pray? He began by saying, verse 2, he says, our Father who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name. In other words, Christ was saying, I want you to pray the priority of my Father.
Amen.
And his priority is that you will hallow his name in everything that you pray. In other words, let your kingdom come for what? So his name will be hallowed. Let your will be done. Why? So his name will be hallowed. Get some food. Why? So I have energy to hallow his name, to adore him, to worship him.
Wow.
Forgive me and let me forgive others so his name will be hallowed. In other words, hallowed be thy name is the petition. Now we need to include in everything that we pray to the Father in Jesus' name. In other words, God the Father is inviting you and I right now to be able to enter into a perpetual love affair that Christ, my older brother, who is also God and my Savior and my Lord, wants to have, he has with the Father, and he wants us to have with him.
That is something. So really, it all tethers or connects to the hallowed name of God. This is a high view of God. This is something that, how we have gotten away.
We have.
From a high view of God, a high view of his word.
You know,
how many people are even preaching that very heart of God, the mind of God, as revealed in the Word of God?
Exactly.
We feel like we've got so many practical steps, so many ways.
How-tos.
And so many, we like to put our little wealthy, favorite little comfortable Americanizations on the Bible as opposed to going in.
Yeah,
and they taught you eisegesis versus exegesis, right?
When exactly.
And so many of us eisegesis based on our own worldview, our comfortable Western. But you've been around the world. You know it's not like that. You've been in prison where these guys are on fire and they're battling. And like, they may get stabbed before they get their daily bread.
Because they really believe, like I do now, Stu, that Christ is sufficient, that he is enough. And therefore, when we don't hallow the name of the Father, what are we doing? We are bringing him shame.
Wow. So this has been the book, Radical Prayer, The Power of
Being
Bold.
It's a second part.
It's really a part two of your story,
which is
Radical Redemption. And what a deal. You know, the chased by the FBI, I mean, just amazing how you came to Christ and how you ultimately turned yourself in. You went to prison. Chuck Colson really discipled you after that. We're going to do a part two on this, so everyone stay tuned. But you're hearing the voice of Manny Mill, an awesome man of God. Cuban, loves Jesus, and we're going to talk more to him about what is radical prayer, what is radical redemption. Have you been redeemed?
Amen.
Maybe just someone out there like myself, maybe this host, we need to wake up and be about our Father's business.
And do we even know what that word means?
And that's something. Come into fresh contact
redeemed
with God's amazing grace. Stay tuned. More Truth Talk Weekend on after this. So grateful to have Manny Mill with us. We'll do another segment with him. By the way, the podcast is coming also. You're going to love the podcast. This guy's a great man of God.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. More with Manny Mill coming up. What is radical redemption? Who is Manny Mill? And he's with me. You'll see him. You'll hear from him right now. What a great man of God. He's written these two books, Radical Prayer and Radical Redemption. Now, the first book, Manny, I believe is more of your life story, your testimony, how you came to Christ, which is also in this gospel track. I had no idea. Animated track, Face the Music. You're running from the FBI.
Yes, sir.
You got all kinds of things going on.
And the gospel is also in the track. And I wrote my own gospel. I did my own Roman Road in the back there, as you see on the left side.
That's something. So you were you're Cuban.
I used to be good looking. That's why you see right there.
And never... good looking. We're just gonna take your word for that. Yeah. That's awesome.
No.
There. Yeah. Well, is that your picture when you were younger?
Yeah. No. Here on the front.
Right on the front. Look at that guy.
Used to be hair too. Some hair.
So you turned yourself in though. So let me ask you about your testimony. What is it that when you go into these prisons?
Yes.
I mean, what's that like? You walk into a prison. Tell us what happens. I mean, a few minutes ago, you were in a local prison here in North Carolina.
I was. Most of the prisons have no hope. Have no hope. And I have a true commitment, number one, to give those guys and gals too, ladies too, and young people too, truth that is not going to confuse them. Hope that's not going to disappoint them. Mm. And third, to cast for them a view of God, a vision of God that is glorious. Mm. So I go there with the hope of Jesus Christ. And hope means helping others pursue eternity.
Oh, I like that. You got acronyms for everything.
And when you have hope, it's because you experience life.
Yeah.
Life means L-I-F-E. We are living in freedom every day. Mm. You see.
That is awesome.
So we go there with the message of truth and the message of grace. Truth because we need to be set free.
Yeah.
Grace because we need to be empowered.
And you just came back from Angola.
Yes.
And one of my former classmates, class of 88, who's inducted in our high school Hall of Fame, Mount Tabor Hall of Fame, happens to be in the studio. His Dr. Eric Griggs, who's on international radio and everything.
Huge. I just met him.
You just met him, and you didn't realize you're brothers in Christ, but Dr. Griggs, Angola, that's like maximum security. That's like the prison you don't want to end up in, right? Speak right in that mic.
That's the Rikers Island of Louisiana. It's not where you want to go. It's not a comfortable place. It's no place you want to spend any time. Thanks for having me.
Well, but listen, real quick, Dr. Griggs and Manny, it's interesting. You're a man of God, former convict, and God's using you back in the prisons. You're going to some rough places with your medical ministry, and you're touching a lot of folks in some tough places. So between the two of you, you guys have some stories to tell, don't you?
Yeah, we have a lot of stories, common stories to tell. Sure. I want the people that nobody else wants. I like going to the places where people don't like to go and making them believe in themselves and understanding there's a bigger gift placed in them.
That is so cool. That is awesome. Isn't that encouraging, Doc?
Oh, I was blessed. This is a divine appointment.
It really is.
I came
all
to
of
Winston
are,
Salem. I came to Winston Salem not only to see you again, but also to meet this man of God here.
Now, last time you were here, we had a major snowstorm, and only one person was able to. We were able to record
3 years ago.
It worked out really
well.
Came
here.
What a testimony. And then you got Dr. Griggs here, who's in town to receive this austere award and Hall of Fame, and he's just made a difference in so many souls, mentoring kids and medically, and just a brilliant guy, research. Unbelievable stuff, and then we've got to make sure we give him a copy of your book, Radical Prayer. And there's now the reason he's here is because he's got a radical prayer warrior behind him. That's his mom in the studio.
Ooh,
let's wave to her.
Nice to meet
that
you,
Mama Griggs.
Thank you for giving birth to this man.
Well, thank you for pushing.
Thank you for pushing. Thank you for laboring.
Yeah. Well, that's a labor of love. But she put up with a lot with him and me and Joe, John, and Phil, in high school, and all the guys, and Bill, great, our basketball. But it's really neat. She was talking earlier. I was in his home about how behind all of this is prayer. God is working. She was praying for this guy when he was a little guy. And then when God raised him up, and look at Manny Mill, you're all over the country, preaching the gospel in front of people, kings and priests and everything. But when God raised, Eric up, her prayer was, she just told me, this was really neat, that, Lord, don't let it be about him, but about lifting you up.
Exactly.
And this is what the Lord's Prayer starts with, hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Book, and every part of our life goes back to those precious words, a high view of God. Why is a high view of God, Manny Mill, so important in everything we do, medically and as a praying mom, as with a hurricane bearing down, like Katrina there, like Florence in North Carolina? How is a high view of God the most pressing issue of our day?
Because I think that we have too much of a high view of ourselves.
Mm.
And that's called idolatry. And that's why God has removed his hand from America.
Isn't that something?
And I believe that if we want to be restored, if we want to be revived, if we want to be redeemed, I believe that we need to make a switch. And we have to die to self and live for Christ. Mm. And that's why we have to love the cross.
Wow.
And we have to anchor our conscience with Jesus. You see, the gospel is an invitation from Christ to die to self.
Yeah.
And to be born again, to be born again for the Father. Christ died and rose from the dead. We need to have that same experience.
Wow.
And we need to become Epaphras. You know, when you heard about, you know, when you said about that, the doctor here is about the people that nobody wants to go to. That's exactly who Christ came for.
Wow.
Christ came.
He came to seek and save the lost.
The lost.
The healthy don't need a physician, he said, right? But it's the sick.
And many people think that we don't need God. You see, my wife, doctor, almost died. She lost three fingers.
Mm.
And this book is about because I was treating God like a paramedic. Mm. When you call 911, you don't know who's coming. You don't know who is in the ambulance. You don't know who they are, if they are black or white or Cuban. You don't know if they are single or married. You don't know if they're young or old. So they call 911, and my wife was trapped in this vehicle for 90 minutes, bleeding. And I believe that God used that to wake me up because I was not being the mantle for my wife.
Wow.
I was not being the prayer warrior for my wife. I was too busy doing nothing, really, because nothing can happen through me. Everything happened through Christ.
Hmm.
He gets all the glory.
Well, praise the Lord with it. So you're hearing the voice of Manny Mill, and we've also got Dr. Eric Griggs in the studio, an accomplished doctor, researcher, talk show host himself, and you're going to be hearing a lot more from this guy. But Manny, you wrote this book, Radical Prayer.
Yes, sir.
You wrote this book about your testimony, Radical Redemption,
the
story of Manny Mill, a guy hunted by the FBI, a guy, you know, convicted and in trouble, and then you ended up in prison, got radically saved, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the point that turned your heart to Christ? What was the point that brought you to know the Savior? What would you say that event that where you broke and you went to the cross? And you
desperation.
Realized, what's that?
Desperation.
Desperation.
Desperation. I was hiding from the FBI, facing 55 years, nowhere to go, and my mother was praying for me. My mother was praying for me.
You had a praying mother.
I was
praying to another praying mother. In
exactly,
the studio.
Exactly.
The
praying mother, praying mother right there.
And that's something.
And I was discovered. You see, a half of truth is a full lie.
Oh wow!
And I had lied to my father and my mother that I went to Venezuela because I wanted to open a Cuban restaurant, which was probably true, but that was not why I was there. I was there because the FBI was looking for me.
Right.
And when I was confronted with truth, I was arrested by Jesus, and I was what? I was invaded by the grace of God.
Mm.
And that was my decisive moment that I became born again.
Wow. And you even turned yourself in. I mean, you could have run more.
I could have stayed there.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, my mother asked me, Manolito, what are you going to do? When are you going to come back? I said, come back? I don't want to come back and go to prison. I said, yeah, you have to come back and face the music.
Mm.
So she gave me my first verse. Hebrews 13:5, she said, Manolito, even if you have to do the 55 years in prison, God has promised that he will be with you, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So that gave me enough courage, like Joshua, to come back and face the music and the FBI at the gate, at the airport in New York City.
So you went to prison. Chuck Colson's ministry got a hold of you.
Yes.
They discipled you, loved on you, got you out, and got you in an intensive. And you were the first ex-convict to go to the Christian college, Wheaton University.
Yes.
And that's something. Then, now you're going back to prison. I mean, who goes back to prison? I mean, that's like where you came from. What's up with that, man?
I cannot wait to come back. I mean, and then God gave me a wife in Jerusalem on parole, and we've been married now for almost 30 years.
Unbelievable. Now, what about, Barbara, just say one thing in here, just real quick. Bring her in. Now, Barbara, you also wrote this book with your husband. You're mentioned on the cover of Radical Prayer, subtitled The Power of Being Bold and Persistent, a book all about the hallowed name of God.
Mm-hmm.
What's your thought as you hear your husband share his testimony on this national radio platform, and we got the good doctor in the house, too? What's your thoughts on all this?
Well, we're just excited to be able to share with people that God is real. God, our Father, is true. He's loving. He's kind. He has never left us or forsake us. And thank you for helping us get that word out, that we can get to know him through the vehicle of prayer. Yeah. And the book is about modeled on and looking at the what we call the Lord's Prayer, where he was teaching his disciples how to get to know their Heavenly Father better.
Now, isn't it fascinating? The disciples came to Jesus. They didn't say, teach us to teach us to do homily, to preach, teach us to cast out demons and do miracles. You know, they weren't too great at that part. They didn't come about all that stuff. Hey, about raising the dead? We'd like to, you know, we got a couple of folks back home who lost a relative. We'd go back and make some coin on that. They said, teach us to
pray.
To pray.
And they were Jewish men, so they already knew prayer. Prayer was a part
of their religious
experience. Yet after watching Christ, because this is about two and a half years into the ministry, they've been watching him pray, and they realize, there's something different about the way he prays than us.
So that's the voice of Barbara Mill and Manny Shear. A little bit, you could have lost your life, and God brought some right. You know, you're here. You're a miracle, right? And that's how that works out.
Amen.
So, yeah, but real quick, what's the website of the ministry? Like, if folks want to get involved, you know, you got Koinonia House, you got Radical Time Out, praying radically to love radically. That might be a little bit too radical for me. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if our, you know, we might lose some listeners over this program, man.
If you're losing the game,
I may be, you know, committing radio suicide here. You know, I don't understand this.
If you're down on the basketball court in a basketball game by 20 points, what does the coach do? He will call a radical timeout because you have to regroup yourself.
I see. Good.
And that's why, because we are losing. As a church, we are losing. It seems that we're losing.
Fantastic.
So people can actually call the office, 630-221-9930, or they can go to radicaltimeout.info.
Okay, and that has all your information.
Yeah, radicaltimeout.info.
You can go to the local prison. You can speak to the chaplains. Yeah. Encourage the people. Have you seen folks come to Christ in prison through your ministry?
By the thousands.
What happened? Tell me about that. What's it look like?
I seen people that are violent, people that are dead in their sins, that were blind and lost, being found, given sight. I seen lifers getting out of an... I mean, we have helped 5 lifers from Angola get out. They are.
But can God do that? That seems impossible.
Oh, God can. God can take the dead and bring him to life. God can take the blind and give him sight. God can take a sinner and change our disposition from hating God to now loving God. God can take our fears and give us love. God can take our anxiety and give us peace. God can take our anger and give us joy. That's the God that we served. He's the God that can part, and he will do it again.
That's unbelievable.
And he will do it again. And he will do it again.
Okay, radicaltimeout.info. And it's going to get, we're going to get more, too much of the Holy Spirit's anointing in here if we don't wrap this podcast up, this talk, True Talk Weekend.
Let's
That's
do it
Manny
so the doctor
Mill,
can get in here.
Dr. Eric Griggs, the good doctor, man. We're talking, introducing people to the great physician, right? What's your website? Folks want to find out about your ministry and what you're doing with the medical side, Doc.
So it's www.docgriggs.com, docgriggs.com.
Awesome. Good to have you in Winston. And we're going to be talking more about you and your national show, too. This guy's a national celebrity. And God brought you together. You just got back from Louisiana. He's heading back there. That's his home, Louisiana. But you were in Angola. And this is neat that what kind of God, what kind of Savior transforms the life of someone who is in the worst prison, who is going to be executed for their crimes, horrific crimes, crimes some we can't even mention that are just so atrocious. What kind of God is that, Manny?
He's an amazing God. Let me end with one verse. Luke 11:13 says, if we know how to give, if we are as fathers know how to give good gift to our children, being evil, how much more is your Heavenly Father going to give us when we ask him for the Holy Spirit? You see, the Holy Spirit is not here to rent our house. He's here to own our house. To ask, A-S-K, ask, seek, and knock.
I love it.
And God wants to give it to you in the future, and he wants to give it to you now. But we need to ask. We need to seek. We need to knock, because we need to be humble. Humility is to a true Christian like garlic is to Cuban black beans is the main ingredient.
Okay.
And therefore, we need humility. Hallelujah.
Note to close on the book, Radical Redemption, the other book, Radical Prayer, The Power of Being Bold and Persistent, Manny Mill. Learn more on Twitter, Facebook. We'll put it on all of our outlets and Instagram.
Thank you.